Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Overheard is an opportunity for us to share some of the audio that catches our respective ears. For this month's segment, we cast the net wider to get audio picks from other folks we work closely with here at NHPR. With me today is Sam Evans-Brown. He's NHPR reporter and host of Outside In. Also, Sarah Plour, digital producer and designer here at NHPR. She is also the producer of the 10-Minute Writers Workshop. Sam, we'll start with you. What have you got?
So I've got this little lovely podcast that I found through another podcast. It's called The World According to Sound. It's by two producers out in California, and it's basically just audio. They find interesting clips of sound, they describe them, but only very minimally, and then they give you about 60 seconds of that sound, and you just sort of sit with it.
So, okay, are they aping our stuff here? I mean, what? Sounds like Overheard.
Yeah, well, let's give a listen to one of them. The first one that I wanted you to hear, it's the sound of sand dunes.
This is a sand dune. Physicist Zimon Dagwa-Boy recorded this dune in Oman. The sound is made by countless grains of sand rubbing together and vibrating as they roll down the dunes. In this desert, the sand particles vary in size, so you hear all different notes. But in this Moroccan desert, each grain of sand is almost identical, so the dunes sing a constant note, G sharp.
Wow, have they got the... where are they recording it from? Like the surface or inside? I can't tell.
I think it's right on the surface. I mean, you don't... And this is part of what's sort of lovely about it, is that the description is so minimal. I mean, if you really want to know more, it's incumbent on you to go find more, because that's it. I mean, we just listened to a whole episode right there.
Really? The whole episode is just sand?
That's just it. And then each episode, they have one sound. For instance, we've got another quick clip. We won't listen to the whole thing. We'll just listen to the sound. This one is athletic grunts. So here's what I like about this.
I think I recognize some of this.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what I like about this, which is they aren't afraid of you getting maybe just a little bit bored. The sound runs a little longer than it's allowed to run in a lot of podcasts. So they're challenging some of the conventions of radio in that way. But also, they're just playing to radio's strengths. I mean, what is audio good at? It's good at taking you to places that you wouldn't have cause to go otherwise, at letting you experience things that you would have no way of doing so if you weren't for your little audio device.
That's terrific. What's the name of the podcast again?
The World According to Sound.
And the world in a grain of sand, as we hear. Sarah Plourd, what have you got for us?
So I discovered a little while ago this wonderful podcast out of Baltimore, where I used to live, Baltimore, The Rise of Charm City. And it's one of the projects funded through AIR and Local Lore.
AIR is the Association of Independents in Radio, by the way.
Yes, thank you. And so this is just an open to a recent episode from June that I felt was particularly well produced.
It's Friday, Paycheck Friday, and you know what that means. The weekend is about to be lit. All you have to do is cash your check and it's on. There's just one problem. You live in one of the many sections of Baltimore City where traditional bank branches are scarce, and for any number of reasons, from reliance on public transportation to lack of a state-issued photo ID or smartphone, you aren't a traditional bank account holder. That means no direct deposit and likely no savings account. But of course, there are other solutions, and those seem to be present on every other Baltimore City block, with neon blinking signs and awnings with big, bold letters. The check cashing place. The payday lender.
The voice is great. Who is the host?
So that's the host. Her name is Stacia Brown. I had the joy of connecting with her at Work It, the podcast festival in New York recently, and she's an independent producer. She's a single mom, and she's just, you know, she applied to AIR with this idea, and she, each episode looks at a different sort of insider view of Baltimore. Like, the most recent episode looked at the Muslim communities in Baltimore, particularly the Black Muslim communities.
So what's interesting to me about it is, like, so often when we hear about the news, we hear, you know, sounds of the street, sounds of this, but this is just one narrator. So we kind of, I don't know, she invites us in a different way.
Yeah, and her, I mean, there's plenty of tape in her episodes. This is just part of the open, but she opens with these generally sound-rich, well-produced little almost monologues. So you get like a minute to a minute and a half at the beginning of each episode where she's kind of laying out the story. And they always hook me. Like, mm-hmm. they always hook me in like 5 seconds.
Tell me the name of the podcast again.
It's called Baltimore, The Rise of Charm City.
The Rise of Charm City. I have a piece of audio that historically addresses, you know, the problems of the inner city and divided America, which feels especially significant today. I heard this on Fresh Air, and it's an interview that Dave Davies did with a guy named Larry Tye. He wrote a book about Bobby Kennedy called The Making of a Liberal Icon. Now, up until this point in Bobby Kennedy's career, this is from 1968, he's on the campaign trail in Indiana, and he just found out when he got off the plane that Martin Luther King had been killed. So April 4th, what, 1968. And he's telling the crowd. And up until then, he had never sort of publicly shown any kind of emotionality about his own brother's death, what, 5 years before. So let's hear a little bit of this tape. It's long, but I think you can hang on to it.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and I think sad news for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, and a feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country. So I ask you tonight to return home, to say a prayer for the family, Martin Luther King, yeah, it's true, but more importantly, to say a prayer for our own country, which all of us love. A prayer for understanding and that compassion that of which I spoke.
And that was Robert Kennedy speaking in 1968 to a crowd in Indianapolis right after the assassination of Martin Luther King.
That scream that, you know, that went up from the crowd. I mean, it's like, it makes you wonder how many people that was the first they had heard and how different that was from today, you know? I mean, imagine that crowd today, how many people would be on their smartphones and would have heard minutes after it happened.
It's such a powerful piece of tape. And one of the interesting things about it is Indianapolis is one of the places where there were not riots after Martin Luther King died. And he was warned by a local official, do not go into the inner city today and talk about this because bad things will happen. You won't be safe. And just to hear, you know, like his voice increasingly breaking, you know, that Boston Brahmin accent kind of breaking down. And you know, how confounding to be just reminded of like how screwed up our country still is about issues and divisions about race. It's kind of disheartening, but heartening at the same time in some way.
Mostly disheartening.
Yeah, mostly disheartening. I was just actually asking myself that, like, what's heartening about it? I think it's that somebody is talking about it, I don't know, in his own veiled way, that, you know, he's saying, my brother was also killed by a white man. This isn't just a race question. So, you know, sorry to end on a bit of a bummer note, but I really do feel like that message of say a prayer for this country, you know, whatever kind of way you want to pray, but that it shouldn't be about division. And I don't know. It just hit me.
And I think, too, maybe, you know, we've been through this before and there were triumphs that followed those horrible acts. So that's not to say that, you know, things that we heard last week are the end of the story.
The story goes on. So does a lot of great sound. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.